I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we're very pleased to have joining us today McGinnis's Kitchen, a local band made up of some musicians who've been around for a while in various projects. And you guys have been doing McGinnis's Kitchen for quite some time now, too, haven't you?
That's right. About 6 years, 6 or 7 years, I think we're going into.
Yes. Okay. And that is Jim Austin from the band. And we also have Sue Spencer, Chuck Butler, and Mark Monroe. But let's get started with a tune, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about your latest album, which is Music from the Kitchen. What do you guys want to get started with?
Well, I thought I'd play a Newfoundland folk song. This is an old traditional song. Actually, it's one of the first ones written down in musical notation. It's called The Banks of Newfoundland, and it's a sailing song. And as the sailors would pull in the sails, they all sing together as they're scrubbing the deck with their holy stone, which is the pumice stone. Ye bully boys of Liverpool, I'll have you to beware. When you sail on them packet ships, no dungaree jackets wear, but have a big monkey jacket already to your hand. For there blows some cold nor'wester on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For there blows some cold nor'wester on the banks of Newfoundland. We had Jack Lynch from Ballynahinch, Mike Murphy and some more. And I tell you boys, they suffered like hell all the way to Baltimore. They pawned their gear in Liverpool and they sailed as they did stand. For there blows some cold nor'wester on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. Well, the mate, he stood at the forecastle head, and loudly he did roar, come rattle in, me lucky lads, for we're bound for America's shore. Come wipe the blood off that dead man's face, and hold or you'll be damned. For there blows some cold nor'wester on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. And now we're off the hook, me boys, and the land is white with snow. And soon we'll be at the pay table, and we'll spend the whole night below. And on the docks come down in flocks, those pretty girls will say, ah, it's snugger with me than on the sea, on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For there blows some cold nor'wester on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of
McGinnis's Kitchen, live from Studio A. And Sue, you mentioned it was one of the first, the song that you just did was one of the first that was written down. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, and in musical notation. I mean, there's a lot of the Newfoundland songs that were brought over from Ireland. It was all in the folk tradition, but this is one of the oldest. Well, this one's written down, and it's actually the newest song I just learned, too. All the words to, anyway.
So had you heard it before? Where did you discover it?
I picked it up, actually. Chuck Butler kind of found it on. You'd heard it before and asked about it, and I heard another band playing it, but they didn't sing the traditional words. They sang some different words, but these are the ones that were written down back in the old days, back in 1820, I think, or so.
Wow.
When Jim was in high school.
Yes. A long time ago.
Oh. That's one thing I was thinking about as I was listening to the album and looking, and a lot of these are traditional. You guys do a lot of traditional stuff. And I was thinking about, you know, how do you discover new traditional stuff and how do you decide what ends up on the album? And I know you're all, music fans of traditional music and history and all of that stuff. So how do you find new traditional stuff and how do you decide what goes on the album?
Well, I probably can quote an oft-heard expression, at least in the classical music industry, that all classical music was new at one time, you know. And and so the tradition basically follows not necessarily a formula, but a tradition. In other words, people sing about certain things in their life and different things that happen to them. A lot of the tunes are based on dance tunes, and the dances haven't changed that much over the years. So as you're finding new material or creating new material, whichever the case may be, a lot of it tends to follow that old formula of what its original intention and use is, whether it's storytelling in the tradition of whatever culture you're doing, and also the same thing in terms of dance music. So it can be new and still follow, you know, that old theme.
Mm-hmm. And did you do you tend to pick it up from other bands and things like that, or?
Oh yeah, we pick it up all different manners in other sessions with other bands. Stuff that we've heard for many years. A lot of the arrangements that we come up with happen on purpose. Some happen by accident, just having, you know, in kitchen parties and sessions and just playing together. It just sometimes you get a little silly sometimes and things just happen by accident. And all of a sudden it's like, that's great. Let's see what we could do and work on that and put it together. And mm-hmm. and just trying to match the different things.
In fact, if you... If musicians, folk musicians, were a sea creature, I think we would be a sponge.
Yeah.
Well, and it's really wonderful because, you know, it is a tradition that is continuing to be passed on and continuing to grow in the same way. You know, it's going from musician to musician, and I just think that's wonderful that that's preserved and still continues. Speaking of the kitchen, you actually taught, you know, the album is called Music from the Kitchen, and there's a little note on here about kind of what that means. Anybody want to talk about that?
Well, certainly, yeah. All of us kind of grew up with a kitchen tradition, and I think that's common in a lot of cultures, but it very much means a lot of thing to the East Canadian culture, which, you know, at least Sue and I were exposed to in our young years growing up. And that's where... a lot of people would get together socially, like in the evening more often than not, and they would kind of gather together, and the women would get together and talk, and the men would talk, and then as the evening went on, then the instruments would come out, and they'd play music and sing songs and tell stories, and sometimes this would go on and on and on, and till wee hours of the morning. That a lot of times, especially in earlier times, replaced what we use now for television, the internet and computer or whatever, basically as a way to not only entertain ourselves, but it also was an important social interaction that really built community, especially in the Celtic cultures. And the same thing was true in Ireland and Scotland. And, and like I say, I think a lot of cultures, even in modern times here in the States, if you have friends over, where do they usually end up? In the kitchen.
So it's kind of that spirit of community and tradition and all of that.
And sharing and like I say, I don't think anybody goes into it with the intention of preserving culture. It's just something that, like I say, is part of our makeup when we grew up, and it's just something that you subconsciously pass on or continue on from one generation to the next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do have some, you know, I'm probably because I just recently visited Ellis Island. Mm-hmm. So kind of the immigrant experience is kind of fresh in my mind. And you have at least one song on here that is, or more than one actually, you know, that talk about immigrants and that experience. And how much do you guys know about your own ancestors and how much does the music kind of tie you into that as far as like their experiences coming to Newfoundland in Sioux, I think is where your family came to.
I grew up with the music. Mm-hmm. My mother's from Newfoundland and my dad was stationed there during World War II. Mm-hmm. and they were married there. So I grew up with the culture, but mm-hmm. in the States, but grew up with the Newfoundland culture, and we go back to visit family all the time. And now McInnes's Kitchen's been there a couple times up to Newfoundland and touring all around the island and off onto Canada too. Mm-hmm. For Canada Day. And so
wonderful.
We're very close with our upbringing, I guess, and yeah. It's music that we love and like.
And in my family, our family originally came from County Donegal in Ireland, and they had a fairly strong fiddle tradition within the family, and I'm probably about the third, but technically the fourth generation that has kind of followed in that, so that was a very strong influence for me in growing up, and also have connections in both Newfoundland and Cape Breton with the music there and relatives there, so that was, I think, very influential. I, like most kids growing up, you know, went through the rock and roll phase and, you know, the blues musician thing. But you tend to, you know, come full circle and the apple usually doesn't fall too far from the tree. Mm-hmm. So here we are doing this and we don't regret it.
Well, and one thing I like about some of that music about those experiences is it's just a reminder of how much easier we have it than some of our ancestors did, you know? Some of the stories in some of these songs and the things that people did to make better lives for themselves. And here we are with those better lives.
It's like they say, simple times, simple pleasures.
Exactly.
Make the best with what you have. Yeah.
Yeah, all those stories. And even in this country, I mean, we're made up of mostly immigrants as it is. And everybody had that journey and that adventure and that, you know, it's something that we all can relate to in our past.
And I think culturally here in the United States, the neat thing about that is that there are so many people that came from so many different cultures around the world. And it's not only a melting pot, but it's also a lot of those in their own special ways have preserved their individual cultures and whatever. And like I say, we're happy to be part of that mix as well.
Wonderful. All right, well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do now?
We're going to do a fiddle set now. And this is one of those that we kind of put together after being in Arizona on a tour down there. And we heard these tunes and put them together. And that's just part of that musical spongeness, I guess you'd want to say.
Right. So move the tables and chairs off your kitchen floor and turn up the radio. Yeah. Think about Arizona and we'll play a little dance music.
Thank you.
McGinnis's Kitchen, live from Studio A. A lot of fun. So tell me about making the album. Where did you guys make it, and when did you make it?
Well, we recorded the album in Superior at Inland Sea Recording Studio with our friend Dave Hill. And we kind of wanted to do a very accurate representation of what we do live, because we get so many comments about how we do the music live and our versions of the songs. And so we did all the fiddle music. It was just the four of us, so we didn't have any special guests. And we kept it pretty simple to the four of us. And just all went in the studio and put a mic in front of each one of us and played the songs.
Kind of had that kitchen feel to it.
Yeah, so yeah. We wanted to get that feel and that energy of what we do live, and even live, whether it be on a stage or in a festival or in the kitchen. So we wanted to get that feel, and I think it worked out pretty well.
And I like that there's a kind of a variety, but as I assume when you perform, a variety of songs. You know, there's some, like I talked about, like, you know, the Immigrant Experience, and there's some instrumentals, and then there are some funny songs as well.
Yeah.
Itching in My Britches, yeah. among those. There's one that people might find amusing. So I liked that about it, that, you know, you kind of have a nice variety, and different, you know, Sue sings on some, and others sing on others. And
yeah. Yeah, everybody has their own. Everybody has their own story when it comes to the band. So, we as a whole band, we tell each individual story and play it as the band. Then,
so does every. You know, when you're thinking about making a new album, you all kind of say, "Okay, here's what I want to bring to the table." Is that what you do?
Yeah, and for this one, a lot of these songs we have been performing together with the four of us. For a while, and there's some new ones that are in there that are newer, but it's a real good and accurate representation of one of our sets would be live. And I think there's only one song that we really don't or haven't done live very often that's on the CD. So
it was a pretty easy thing to put together.
Yeah, we have a very talented producer in Jim Austin. So we just, when we get in the mood, we kind of say, Jim, you're on. Yeah.
But you don't get in the mood very often, because this is only your second album, is that right?
Well, yes. When you get playing on the road all the time, you don't have much time for the studio. That's the problem sometimes.
That's right.
How much time do you guys spend on the road?
It just depends.
It
varies in the season.
The year, it varies from year to year, too. Mm-hmm. So some years are busier than others, and... And then when we go to Newfoundland, there's pretty much about a year's worth of planning just to get there, because you certainly don't go to Newfoundland and play all around there for the money. So you have to plan and save to get there. I mean, once you're there, we can play all over the place, but getting there that's the expense part.
That's usually one of our longer tours. I think the last one was 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. We played every day.
We all got to know each other very
sometimes
well.
Sometimes twice a day,
long tours.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
But we kind of pick and choose for our schedule and apply for things that we want to do and plan for other things, and that's what we go for.
Well, and are you all involved in other projects, too? I know, you know, there's Double Fiddle and... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Fiddles and
both individual and other group projects. Mm-hmm. Keeping our hand in the music and even just having fun with friends, because we do other project where we play in the wintertime. We play with a group of friends and have done that around to different pubs in the area and taking that around. So that's great fun, too.
So when McInnes's Kitchen isn't playing somewhere, we're usually playing somewhere as somebody else,
yes.
Is what he's saying.
Yeah.
You are a busy, busy group of people. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to finish up with here today?
Jim, you should sing one.
Yeah. This is a song that we learned from a friend of ours in Newfoundland by the name of Jim Fiddler. And it's, again, this is a song about immigration to Newfoundland from Ireland. And those kind of parts, called Terra Nova, which is what the nickname for the translated nickname for Newfoundland is called, Terra Nova, New Earth, and
New Earth.
The New
that.
World. So that's what the name of this is, and we learned that from him, and we got the opportunity to play it for him last time we were in Newfoundland, and he liked what we were doing, and we liked the song a lot, so we paired that with a fiddle tune, and this is our version of it.
from the queens and kings, we set out on the road to Terra Nova. All the stories and all the songs we take with us to keep us strong, we are on the road to Terra Nova. All the land and all the fish, the granting of our every wish, you know these are the things that bring us over. Humble in the eyes of God, to get it forward on we trot, set off on the road to Terra Nova. They say there's land out in the west, a place where we can finally rest. Now we are on the road to Terra Nova. Hope and pray the angry sea will take us to our destiny. Now we are on the road to Terra Nova. Cursed are the foes unseen, and how the grass is lush and green. Beyond the fences we are climbing over. And all the stories can be lies, ignore the warnings of the wise. Set off on the road to Terra Nova. Fertilize a fallow field, it furnishes the grandest yield. Now we are on the road to Terra Nova. When the day is nigh at hand, the new is old and land is land, where will we find a hand? Terra Nova. Will the tone of history, derisive or complacent be? When will we ever meet her dark composer? And when the veil is torn away, will future generations say, hold our ground and here we'll stay, settle down and never stray, and curse to hell the road to Terra Nova. And kings, we set off on the road to Terra Nova.
McGinnis's Kitchen, live from Studio A. Now, Mark, you've been very quiet over there. Can I put you on the spot for a second?
You can try. I've got a bit of a head cold going on.
So. Oh, no. So tell me, because I know, I think I've had the rest of you in the studio before, but I don't know if I have had Mark in here before.
I don't think I've ever been in here. No.
Well, tell me a little bit about your musical background. Are you from this area originally?
Yep, I grew up around here. Started out classically trained and kind of fell in with this motley bunch, eventually playing downtown.
Well, great.
Interrupting them.
Yeah. Brought over the dark side.
And it's been all fun and games ever since, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a blast ever since.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming in. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.